Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. I am positive that everyone knows that moving around is important, not only for weight issues, but also to improve our circulation, stimulate our brain, and much, much more. Did you know that many people, you know, for New Year's have New Year's resolutions or goals or things they want to do, and that 60% of all of us are not getting regular physical activity? 25% of us get no activity at all, and that includes the people who can walk around and do things, and not the ones that are quadriplegic and cannot move around. 50% of those who begin exercising quit within 6 months or 1 year after purchase any exercise equipment. 90% of all exercise equipment is unused and relegated to a coat rack or cat perch. That's pretty, pretty bad. Examples of the gym I attend daily. Well, I go daily with my husband and we swim our mile. Why do we do that? Because it's good for us. It keeps us healthy. It keeps us motivated. It keeps us moving. It helps not only our physical well-being, but also our mental well-being. It also helps with socializing and some other things, but we usually just go to get our workout in and we go back home again. Why do we go to the gym? And I'm not talking about just my husband and I am talking about in general. There are different aspects of that. Some of it is to lose weight. Some of them good intentions. Stronger. Creating a healthy habit. Or just because someone said, hey, go to the gym with me. Let's go have some fun. Let's go do a quick workout. Let's do this. Let's do that. Come on. Don't be a sissy. Let's go. Let's have fun. And we go. And then what? What is actually the motivator behind us that we want to go? Why do so many people quit even after 2 months or 6 months when they join a gym? What could it be? Because they were not prepared to take an exercise program? Could it be that they were totally overwhelmed by it? And they were just not ready to exercise daily. I mean, it takes preparation time to get ready for an exercise program. I can go back to beginning of January, even this year, and we're only in beginning of April, so it was just recently. The gym was filled to the rim with people. Parking was almost impossible. We had to walk a block to get to the gym. Well, what's the big deal? We need to exercise anyway, right? To stimulate our brain, to stimulate oxygenation in our blood so our body can be working better and is more flexible. There's so many reasons for doing it, so that's not the issue. But at the beginning of the year, everybody who set their goals, their New Year's resolutions to go and exercise, they are there. They want to start with good intentions. Now, my question is, going daily to exercise or 5 times a week or whatever you decide, and we're going to go into that a little bit later, is okay, but what's your reason? What's driving you? Now, can actually a lifestyle change or cure obesity? And I do actually have a statement from the Journal of the American Medical Association in front of me. And it says, can lifestyle changes cure obesity? The answer from medical science is a resounding yes, if we can overcome the barriers in our way. According to diet researcher Dr. Michael Danziger of Tufts New England Medical Center, most able-bodied persons who can find a way to overcome the monumental logistical and psychological barriers that prevent the full application of lifestyle change can reverse obesity within months. It might sound simplistic, but the solution to the obesity crisis may actually depend on finding a way to implement lifestyle recommendations in just the right dose to foster meaningful and permanent change. And if you remember some of the previous episodes that I had, I told you in January 2016, I was 178 pounds. At 5'1". Oh my, I was more round than tall. I could have rolled around. Awful. Now I can laugh about it because I have learned. I have made the changes. I've changed my lifestyle. And as of today, I'm down to 125 pounds, which is totally healthy. The BMI is under 23 or just barely 23 versus the mid-30s. And I'm feeling so great. So, yes, I love to go exercise and do something that is good for me just because the way I feel when I've done it. So, yes, I am no longer obese. I'm in a very healthy range with weight and BMI and everything else. I feel so much better. I was able to get rid of some medication. It's just, life is just really fantastic. It is really, really great that when you feel good, how much more you get accomplished. My next question to you is, what is stopping you from exercising? I have heard over and over again, the first excuse is, I have no time. Well, you know what? When you're a family man or family woman, you need time to take care of your family. However, how can you do that when you don't take care of yourself first? Make sure you're healthy and happy and you have the energy, and then it's so much easier to take care of them. Feeling guilty for time away from your family is not a good thing to do, because just picture it. If you were not taking care of yourself, how can you take care of your loved ones? Or unable to work out 5 times a week, so why bother? Those are all excuses I have heard over and over again. And you know what? It's better to even exercise once or twice a day, or just 5-10 minutes here and there whenever you can fit it in, then not exercise at all. You still will reap some benefits, just not in the same amount as when you do 30 minutes at least 5 times a week. Some people have excuses because they don't like what's happening in the gym. Their experience or their previous experience is deterring them from going because they're intimidated. It's inconvenient. It's expensive, and it makes you feel self-conscious. Well, if anybody understands that, I do. When I was in a size 38, 40 in my swimsuit, and I was, as I said, morbidly obese, I did not like going to the swimming pool because I thought, and it was chattering in my head, that everybody was focusing on me. They weren't. Everybody was really nice, and they couldn't care less. But I had to get over my own chatter and decide I'm going to do what's good for me and get it done. So being self-conscious in this respect is doing you a disservice. So just go and do it anyway. Some other excuses are to be afraid to aggravate old injuries. Well, I've been there. I've done that. Remember when I told you that I fell on November 5th, 2015, and I totally dislocated my shoulder? It was out for 15 hours because, things didn't work out the way I expected. And by the time they finally put it in, I had two fractures in my shoulder, top and bottom. And when I saw the orthopedic surgeon, he said, I will never be able to swim again, definitely not freestyle, because I wouldn't get range of motion. Well, guess what? My range of motion in my arm that I had dislocated, shoulder dislocated and fractured, is much better than the other arm where I had surgery for calcium deposit 26 years ago. So it's all a mindset. Let's shift our mind to being positive. Let's leave the negative behind. The excuse, it's too hard, is really, really an excuse. Because I said, I went to the pool way sooner than I was supposed to, but I started doing real gentle exercise. And in the water, it's weightless. It's so much easier. And when you feel a little pull, go back to the base position. Don't push it any farther till you can go an inch more, a half an inch more. Every little bit counts. No results, that's just not happening, because results are happening. Sometimes you can't see them as fast as you want to. Does not mean that you're not shedding inches or shedding pounds. It's just your mindset wants to go so much faster than possible. Therefore, you're impatient, and that's what's kind of holding you back. Don't do it. And it is definitely not boring, because you can actually up the ante for everything you do. There's always more to be done, always a different way to do it. And, you know, you can even go just for a half an hour walk or an hour walk and take some friends with you. That's a pretty good exercise too. So this is for today. Next week, we're going to go into thermogenesis, tools for success, and evaluating your heart rate to figure out, are you in fat burning mode? Are you in the correct range where your heart is pumping so you actually get benefits from exercising? Today's gift is actually in the blue link there, so you can just click on it and download it. It's some suggestions for a fitness guide for beginners, because you don't want to jump full-fledged into the whole thing when you haven't exercised in a year or more. Start slowly so you can keep on building up and don't go crazy. And like I just did just a couple of days ago, I got some paddles for the hands. So I did every fifth slap I did with the paddles. And yesterday I decided, oh my gosh, this was so much fun. I'm going to do two paddle laps in a row. So I did 8 laps with the kickboard and the flippers, and then 2 laps with the paddles. And I tell you, that was the worst thing I could have done. So please learn from my mistake. Increase slowly. So I'm here for you for all suggestions and questions. Please contact me. I'm Denise, your certified health and wellness coach. You can email me at dythompson@gmail.com. It's the blue link. It's dythompson@gmail.com. You can call me, voicemail me, or text me at 562-335-4956. And just get ready for next week with the thermogenesis. There's going to be much more to it, which I don't want to touch on today because there's no way I could finish it. Anyway, a slow start and a steady start is better than no start. So please take care of yourself. Make sure that you can set a precedence to your family and that you are healthy so you can take care of them for a long, long time to come. And I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered, and have a most wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.